Michael, when you think of Beatrice and Benedict, what first comes to mind for you?
I've had lots of discussions about this sort of in operatic terms or compared to other operas, but I think it really reminds me a lot of a great romantic comedy movie. Julie at one point said it seemed like a Nora Ephron story, and I think that's a really great compliment and an accurate summation. It kind of reminds me of a little of Sleepless in Seattle, a lot of 2 Weeks' Notice. It could be because I'm the director and I sort of planned it that way, but it just is a great romantic comedy. I think it's very funny, lighthearted, but great music too. Not easy music. People will definitely enjoy the musical aspect of it as well as the script.
What do you think this really gives to especially the principals here in these roles? What kind of things do they really have to dig into here?
Well, we've said it in two languages. I don't know if we've mentioned that yet, but the music is sung in French and the dialogue in English. The dialogue is kind of curious because it's by William Shakespeare originally, and then Berlioz put it into French, which, as our conductor Claire Levache, who's Parisian herself, mentioned, is not really the best part of Beatrice and Benedict. And then we put it back into English, borrowing liberally from Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. She was saying she thinks it's better than the all-French version because Shakespeare's so funny. But the music is often very tender, which kind of, I think, accounts for the romantic comedy feeling, that kind of banter mixed with these sweet emotions. So the students really have to rise to two different levels. They have to have this really good control over their singing and really advanced musical skills, very precise and lyrical, but they still have to be funny, which they can do. About a month ago, we ran through it all to watch it with the designers. We were all just cracking up.
So they have some comedic timing to go along with some great voices.
Yeah, which is really, that's something that we try to emphasize. I'm really pleased at it.
The production set in New Orleans, which with English dialogue, French songs, seems to work very well.
It does work very well, I think. The original is, Much Ado About Nothing, is set in Sicily, and Berlioz, of course, Berlioz's opera is in French. It just seemed like a lot of different influences going on, so it was nice to sort of congeal the story a little bit with a different location. So setting it in the French Quarter, gives us reason to have two different languages going on, or two different influences, the French and the English.
Dieu du ciel, faites-moi la grâce de ne pas femme m'octroyer. Blonde, c'est tout. Ne faut en affaire, ma voyer.
I'll start with you, Emily, playing Beatrice. Mm-hmm. What really appeals to you about this particular character?
I think she tries to portray herself and hold herself as very tough and strong-willed and a very independent woman. She's a little fiery, but I like that throughout the show you kind of crack back the layers and see a more sentimental part of her and see her really opening up to the possibility of love and kind of discovering that part of herself.
Aaron, the character of Benedict, and where I'm familiar with these characters, of course, is from Much Ado About Nothing, which is what mm-hmm. this is based on. What are some similarities in the opera version of this, as to say, and maybe some differences between the character here and in the original Shakespeare?
I think they will enjoy this take on it. The story is there. There's a lot of differences, though. A lot of the plot has been sort of removed and restructured to tell the story really from Beatrice and Benedict's perspective, and it's really just about their relationship within the context of the hero-Claudio relationship that sort of is a dichotomy between true love, as we know it from the movies, versus this sort of complex line between loathing and loving that we see with Beatrice and Benedict. So people who are familiar with the show will definitely recognize the lovable characters that they know, but from a different perspective, and of course with the French music in the background.
Nora Benedict as hero. As you look at kind of that storybook romance between hero and Claudio, what do you try to bring to this role as hero?
I try to bring a little nuance to it because it's very easy to play these ingenue characters as just kind of Cinderella, you know, princess at the ball. And Hero, I've discovered, is she's a little spoiled, and she also, she's Beatrice's cousin, and she loves her cousin very much, but she's not afraid to cause trouble for her and to kind of aid in this game of getting Beatrice and Benedict together. So Hero's very sweet and very innocent, but she can also be a little bit of a troublemaker.
Let's talk a little more generally about the Lyric Theater Program, Julie, because, you know, over the last couple of years, you, Nathan, the whole department really have, I think, done a nice job of bringing in just a wide variety of productions for the students to perform. I imagine that's one of the big goals here, is just to give a wide breadth of different experiences for the students here.
That's right. We feel like it's all storytelling and that there's a range of styles of telling that story. We try to stick within a lyrical kind of sensibility. Well, I think we emphasize vocal training mostly. We really do try to emphasize the interdisciplinarity of it, all the acting skills that people need, all of the dancing skills. Later on in the season, you'll see Kiss Me Kate with heavy, heavy jazz dancing, mm-hmm. which we're very proud of too. So we get to interact with everybody basically, and it's just a huge privilege. Keys of Vosges, Comacher, Keys of Vosges, Keys of Vosges, Keys of Vosges,